Part 3.
Listen to the person talking and complete the information on the notepad. Write short answers of 1 to 5 words. You will hear the person twice. At the end, you will have 2 minutes to read through and check your answers. You have 1 minute to look at the notepad. The first one is an example.
Hello everyone, and welcome to O'Neill's 5-day art course for beginners. This is an intense short course, and I expect by the end of each day you will be all exhausted. However, by the end of the course you'll have been exposed to a range of different artistic media and developed confidence in your ability to express yourself with line, colour and shape. Whatever style of visual expression interests you, we aim to give you the basic tools to pursue it further as you wish. Today, all day, our focus will be on life drawing. You will not execute a single finished piece, but will work on the process creating dozens of drawings throughout the course of the day. We will begin working with crayon on newspaper. You should react to what you see visually, marking the paper with big movements, using the whole of your arm. Our goal is not to involve the mind and its preconceptions of how things look. You must work fast because we'll only have 5 minutes to make a drawing, and then our model will change poses. We'll spend an hour on this activity. Afterwards, you will each hang up your drawings in the sequence you made them, and we'll discuss the work. Next, we will talk briefly about techniques, including proportion and foreshortening. That's why the model's arm, for example, looks odd when it extends directly towards you. Then you'll do 2 pencil drawings, spending approximately a half hour on each. After lunch break, we'll come back and do another 2 pencil drawings. I'll be walking around, talking to each of you individually meanwhile, giving you some suggestions. Next, we'll move on to acrylic paint and go back for about an hour to making 5-minute sketches with the paint on newspaper. This will get you familiar with the medium. Then, we'll finish up with a longer pose, and each of you will have a go at doing a quick acrylic painting on canvas. We'll finish up the day, as we will do every day, with a group critique of your work. Tuesday, we'll again be life drawing, this time with charcoal and oil pastel in the morning, then with acrylic paint once more in the afternoon. Wednesday, we'll be working outside, using the landscape to inspire us. I'll expect you each to work with at least 2 different mediums of your choice. On Thursday, we'll be back in the studio working with still lifes. And on Friday morning, you'll be asked to create something abstract, completely from your imagination. Of course, I'll give you more details at the beginning of each day. On Friday afternoon, we'll set up an exhibition of your work. And Friday evening we'll have the exhibition opening party. Be sure to invite your friends and family. All right, let's get started. Hello everyone, and welcome to O'Neill's 5-day art course for beginners. This is an intense short course, and I expect by the end of each day you will be all exhausted. However, by the end of the course you'll have been exposed to a range of different artistic media and developed confidence in your ability to express yourself with line, colour and shape. Whatever style of visual expression interests you, we aim to give you the basic tools to pursue it further as you wish. Today, all day, our focus will be on life drawing. You will not execute a single finished piece, but will work on the process creating dozens of drawings throughout the course of the day. We will begin working with crayon on newspaper. You should react to what you see visually, marking the paper with big movements, using the whole of your arm. Our goal is not to involve the mind and its preconceptions of how things look. You must work fast because we'll only have 5 minutes to make a drawing, and then our model will change poses. We'll spend an hour on this activity. Afterwards, you will each hang up your drawings in the sequence you made them, and we'll discuss the work. Next, we will talk briefly about techniques, including proportion and foreshortening. That's why the model's arm, for example, looks odd when it extends directly towards you. Then you'll do 2 pencil drawings, spending approximately a half hour on each. After lunch break, we'll come back and do another 2 pencil drawings. I'll be walking around, talking to each of you individually meanwhile, giving you some suggestions. Next, we'll move on to acrylic paint and go back for about an hour to making 5-minute sketches with the paint on newspaper. This will get you familiar with the medium. Then, we'll finish up with a longer pose, and each of you will have a go at doing a quick acrylic painting on canvas. We'll finish up the day, as we will do every day, with a group critique of your work. Tuesday, we'll again be life drawing, this time with charcoal and oil pastel in the morning, then with acrylic paint once more in the afternoon. Wednesday, we'll be working outside, using the landscape to inspire us. I'll expect you each to work with at least 2 different mediums of your choice. On Thursday, we'll be back in the studio working with still lifes. And on Friday morning, you'll be asked to create something abstract, completely from your imagination. Of course, I'll give you more details at the beginning of each day. On Friday afternoon, we'll set up an exhibition of your work. And Friday evening, we'll have the exhibition opening party. Be sure to invite your friends and family. All right, let's get started. You will now have 2 minutes to read through and check your answers. That is the end of part 3.